the author of Hudson Valley Mediterranean.
Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome.
I'm Richard Roth. I'm here with Ellen Thurston and Tom Rowe.
And let me just tell our audience a little bit about you, Laura. You're the owner of Gigi Trattoria in Rhinebeck and the Gigi Market in Red Hook.
And Gigi Catering all over the valley.
Aha. Uh-huh. And is this your first cookbook effort?
No. I've ghosted cookbooks for a number of years for recognized chefs, and I have one other by my title, which is called the Strang Cancer Prevention Center Cookbook. And that goes back to my days as a registered dietitian with in a more healthcare environment. But Hudson Valley Mediterranean is all about the Hudson Valley. And
you're going to be at the farmer's market on Saturday, and I understand there might be some samples of one of your recipes.
Yeah, we're bringing up the peach salsa. Meat Orchard, which is about a mile from Gigi Market in Upper Red Hook, New York, which is also about a mile from the border of Columbia County, very close to Hudson, is just coming out with all of their stone fruit. So we have their plums, their peaches, nectarines, all of it right now. And the peach salsa is absolutely delicious, just about anything off the grill in the summer.
I went to Love Apple Farm yesterday and got some absolutely delicious peaches. But there wasn't a big selection available, and I wondered how the stone fruit farmers are doing. I mean, wasn't there sort of devastating hail at one point this summer?
I think earlier this spring. We had the early spring and then mm-hmm. some pretty dramatic weather afterwards. And I'm hearing more about the apples than I am about the stone fruit. I think our apple season is a little more devastated than the stone fruit, but I would actually have to check in with the pros on that one.
Mm-hmm. What about the, it's been getting dry the last couple of weeks. Is that starting to affect anything?
I know a lot of the farmers we work with are, doing a lot more watering and wishing we'd at least get some night rainfall, but, I think the smaller farmers are going to be more hurt than the larger farmers because it's all about irrigation and being able to get, water to the plant. And the larger farms obviously have systems in place, but, it has been extraordinarily sunny and warm, and like last summer, I think, we were complaining about the opposite.
Yeah, it always seems to be too dry or too wet.
Yeah, just very patient people, farmers. You have to really accept what you get.
I was glancing at the cookbook earlier, and I see something called skitsa, but I didn't have time to go too far with it. Can you tell us what skitsa is?
It's a non-leavened flatbread sort of pizza.
Uh-huh.
And what I like about it is it's really easy to cook at home. We sell little kits at Gigi Market. We also offer them cooked at both the market and the restaurant. And what you can do is just put like whatever your favorite farm fresh toppings are over this non-leavened dough. We offer a gluten-free version as well, which I'm actually more fond of than our regular traditional skitsa. They're really wonderful, and they are just like pasta or risotto. They are like the sort of the format from which you can take any ingredient off a farm and make something wonderful out of it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, the skitsa is really very popular. A lot of our young guests love it, and then their parents come along. And it's also fun because with the kits, you can go home and in a couple minutes make something. You feel like you've cooked at home. And you're making something with your children, and put it in the oven, and 10 minutes later, you have something that feels like it's been a collaboration.
Now, is the flatbread already cooked, or you're cooking that also?
It's been par-cooked, so it's partially cooked. And, you just sort of finish it, you top it, you finish it in the oven. So it's a refrigerated kit that we sell from Gigi Market, and then you can, finish it off at home. And like maybe you want just our basic margarita, which has just tomato, mozzarella, and basil, and then add some vegetables from maybe your own garden. And that's what I kind of like about it, is that it leaves a little innovation to you at home as well if you want.
Well, do all the recipes in the book, which I don't know if I gave the title, it's Hudson Valley Mediterranean. Do they all have Mediterranean touches, so to speak, like the dish that you just described using flatbread bread?
The theme either is really strongly in the Hudson Valley vein or Mediterranean, and usually like sort of crisscrossing between. And, you know, it's funny, it's up here, it's, you know, what grows well, especially in a summer like this, you know, the more Mediterranean vegetables, eggplants, peppers, tomatoes, they're growing great this season. But then also, it's also a good season for more of the, you know, Hudson Valley root vegetables, cabbages, turnips, rutabaga, kale, chard, so just about everything is thriving right now. And, you know, when you combine them all, it just feels sort of natural that, you know, I'm from more of a Mediterranean background, so doing this Hudson Valley Mediterranean concept was very natural for me. But I could easily see it going into any sort of ethnicity because, you know, I'm growing a lot of Asian greens in my garden right now, and they are just, they're ready to be all chopped down and used. And, you know, it's, we have like a dramatic three-season growing period, spring, fall, summer here. And you can really basically put any of these ingredients into dishes that are more, you know, ethnically based.
I'm just flipping through. I came across the Gigi Barbina salad. Tell us what the Barbina salad is.
That's been on the menu for about 10 years down at the restaurant. We also serve it at the market, which has been open since 2006. And we switch it up between, you know, the plants from fall and winter and those from spring and summer are very similar. So we change it twice a year. In the fall and winter, we use roasted butternut squash, roasted beets, goat cheese, Chris Reagan's Sky Farm greens, and walnuts, and we do our sherry shallot vinaigrette. The only ingredient we switch out in the spring is we substitute for the butternut squash some asparagus, usually from Greg Farm. And then in the summer, we may actually put in some green beans and switch that out. So we keep the salad on the menu, but we sort of adapt it as we do all of our menus throughout each growing season, more than the calendar season.
And where does it get the name Barbina from?
Just a fun name. It, you know, we'd like to name all of our dishes so that, you know, customers feel like they own them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, almost every dish on our menu has a name, and some of them mean something, and some of them are just fun.
You are particularly interested in the nutritional side of things also, right?
Very much, and I think also just helping people connect to food in that way. Local foods especially.
Let me also tell our audience what a beautiful book this is. It leaps off the page at you. These photographs make you hungry just to look at them. And so I'm looking forward to trying some of these. It really looks great. And they look like simple recipes. That's what I need. So
yeah, I mean, the best compliment I've received on the book is that people are actually cooking from it, and they are adapting my recipes to become their recipes. And they're, you know, I give a lot of suggestions on how to take a recipe and tweak it to the way you like seasoning and spice, and also how to move it through each season so it becomes something not just, oh, you know, like a one-use recipe. That was really important to me because I think, you know, when people find something they like to stick with it, but they also like to, like, alter it to the way what their family likes or what they like.
That sounds really right up my alley.
So what time are you going to be at the farmer's market?
I'm arriving at 10, and I'm really excited. I have not yet been to the Hudson Farmer's Market. And, you know, actually a lot of our customers from Gigi Market are from, not from Rhinebeck, but further north up in Hudson. And I'm really looking forward to spending some time in Hudson. I spend most of my journeys going back and forth from Gigi Trattoria and Gigi Market and Red Hook and Rhinebeck, so I'm excited about being there tomorrow.
Well, we're excited about having you. Pardon our rude phone, but we're also giving away tickets to the Cherry Orchard tonight.
That sounds fun.
dual-purpose program here going on. And you're going to be in what's called the book tent, which is a fairly new venture that Susan Simon has put together at the farmers market. And I'm anxious to see what you think of our farmers market. We're quite proud of it. It's been growing some really wonderful, wonderful things to be had there.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk today. Thank you.
Thank you.